This goes to Dr. Freestone, Freestone, fax 989-875-8304, regarding Robert, middle initial P like Paul, Young, Young, date of birth 1/15/1958. Dear Dr. Freestone, this is a consultation for Mr. Young, who was sent for evaluation of acute renal insufficiency with elevated creatinine levels that were noted in the hospital when he was hospitalized June 18th through June 20th with respiratory failure. He had lost electricity at home and oxygen was out, and he went out to the car to get a tank but became extremely short of breath, was unable to connect to his outside tank, and he had to go to the hospital, to Alma Hospital, by ambulance, and he required BiPAP treatment, oxygen therapy, and stayed in the hospital 2 days until he was able to return to baseline. He is feeling better. When he was hospitalized June 18th, creatinine was up to 1.78, estimated GFR 42. June 19th, creatinine 1.7, GFR 44. The day of discharge, 6/20/24, creatinine 1.48, GFR 52. And then when he was rechecked on June 27th of 24, creatinine is improved. It's back to greater than 60 GFR with 1.2 creatinine. And the patient has been fluctuating with normal to elevated creatinine levels for several years. January of 24, creatinine was 1.38, GFR 56. February of 2024, creatinine 1.59, GFR 48. March 18th of 24, creatinine 1.09, GFR greater than 60. May 16th of 24, creatinine 1.32 and GFR 49. So he does have periods where the creatinine returns to normal, but then again increases. He currently is feeling better. He is here in the office, oxygen dependent, 3 liters per nasal cannula. He does appear much older than his stated age also. He was able to quit smoking last year, 2023, and has remained cigarette smoking free since that time. However, he does smoke marijuana. He does use a BiPAP at home for his sleep apnea, and oxygen is connected to the BiPAP also. He does have a history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and he sees cardiology and every 6 months, and also for the severe COPD, he sees pulmonology regularly also. He sees Dr. Akkad, A-K-K-A-D, for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. It's been in remission for 8 years, but he follows with Dr. Akkad on a regular basis also. And he'll be treated for anemia soon. Apparently, he's having low iron levels and will receive some iron infusions very soon. When he was in the hospital, June 18th through the 20th, they did a kidney ultrasound at that time and noted that he has small kidneys, the right kidney 9.1 centimeters, without hydronephrosis, no cysts or stones were noted, left kidney 9.4 centimeters, and he had a cyst, a cortical cyst, and also some small possible stones. One was 7 millimeter, one was 5 millimeter. They were non-obstructing, and the bladder appeared, bladder wall appeared slightly irregular, otherwise normal. The patient does see a urologist on a regular basis for enlarged prostate, and he is doing better with eliminating his urine. He seems to have a better stream of urine and does not feel like he is retaining any urine in the bladder. Currently, he denies headaches or dizziness, no current chest pain or palpitations. He is chronically short of breath and oxygen dependent, no recent pneumonia, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema. past medical history, COPD, oxygen-dependent, obstructive sleep apnea, hypertension, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, coronary artery disease, gastroesophageal reflux disease, type 2 diabetes, anemia, benign prostatic hypertrophy, hyperlipidemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in remission for the last 8 years, hyponatremia, non-obstructing left renal calculi. Past surgical history, he had right knee surgery, a permacath placement. That was for the Rituxan infusions and lab draws, and a C6 cervical fusion. Social history, the patient quit smoking in 2023. He does not use alcohol. He does smoke marijuana. He is medically disabled and retired. And he lives with his significant other. Family history is significant for diabetes, myocardial infarction, and carcinoma. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he gets a rash from Rituxan, Rituxan. However, he is able to use that if it would be needed again with Benadryl and steroid use prior to infusion. Medications, Amarodione 200 milligram daily, Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day, Aspirin 81 milligram daily, Lipitor 40 milligram daily, Iron 325 milligram daily, Finasteride 5 milligram daily, Lisinopril 5 milligram daily, Flomax 0.4 milligram twice a day, Trelegy Ellipta 100/62.5/25 one daily, Flonase nasal spray, two sprays to each nostril daily as needed, Mucinex 1200 milligram daily as needed, Synthroid 50 microgram daily, Metformin 500 milligram twice a day, Singulair 10 milligram twice a day, Protonix 20 milligram daily, and Ventolin inhaler, two inhalations every 6 hours as needed. Also, Bisoprolol 10 milligram daily, Buciperone 5 milligram daily as needed, and vitamin D3 2000 units once daily. Physical exam, height 71 inches, weight 140 pounds, pulse is 67, oxygen saturation is 97% on 3 liters of nasal cannula oxygen. Pulse is 67 and regular. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear, neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs have a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds, no murmur or rub. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no ascites. Extremities, there's no edema, no ulcerations or lesions. Pulses 2+ bilaterally. In labs, most recent lab studies were done June 27th of 24. In addition to the creatinine being back to baseline 1.2, calcium is 9.0, sodium 136, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 32, albumin is 3.4, phosphorus is 3.5, and on 6/20 of 24, hemoglobin 11.8, white count elevated at 20.5, normal platelets, and other labs were described previously. Assessment and plan, elevated creatinine levels secondary to acute renal insufficiency with fluctuating creatinine levels. He has bilaterally small kidneys. We are going to repeat his labs in late July and then every 3 months thereafter. All routine medications will be continued. He should avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. He will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.